that really. Well, that can happen. Whether you got 5 bars, 4 bars, that can happen. And that's just... Yep.
is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot. That was one of those no great shots. Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack.
in for two and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Mixler shot fake into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway 10-footer in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it. He's got it. Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a great first game for you tonight. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, boys Division IV sectional from here at Piqua. And we match up Rushi and Fairlawn. Rushi Raiders, a number 3 seed here in this sectional tourney. Fairlawn, a serious challenger, lost to Rushi twice in the regular season. However, Fairlawn played Rushi mighty tough second time around. Interesting sidebar, point guard Drew Matty out with a broken hand, missed both games against Rushi during the regular campaign. He's back. He's been playing the last couple of weeks. He won't start tonight, but that is a blessing for Fairlawn. It could make a difference. It might not. Who knows? Should be a very good game, Chuck, this Fairlawn team with four young men starting in the 6'3", 6'3 and a half range. Ashton Piper, Skylar Piper, Jackson Jones, Isaac Ambus, all of them about the same size. Match up pretty well with Rushi, which got a great game from Daniel Kearns when Rushi clobbered Mechanicsburg.
Well, and they needed that. That kid should be able to dominate most basketball games. He's left-handed, so talented inside, long arms, does a great job on the inside. If he stays on the inside, sometimes he tends to wander around the arc, and that takes him out of his game. And Fairlawn on the other side, you got the Piper twins. You got Skyler, who's a good inside player, and you got Ashton, who's an outside threat. They both have to have great games tonight because they get help from the role players, but they don't get the kind of help that Rushi gets from theirs.
Exactly. The two Pipers combined for 40. Ashton had 40, Skyler 16 in the second meeting this season in a game in early February. Won by Rushi 65-54 at Fairlawn. That was a 5-point game with 2 minutes to go. Fairlawn had to foul coming down the stretch. Rushi widened the margin at the end. It was a 6-point game at the half, 6-point game at the end of three. First time around, Rushi won big, holding Skylar Piper to 10. He was the only Fairlawn player in double figures in that first meeting. Daniel Kearns had 22 in one of the two games for Rushi against Fairlawn. I know first-year head coach Dave Borchers for Rushi made the comment prior to the game against Mechanicsburg, hey, we've got a significant advantage in Daniel Kearns, so we're going to use it. And as you alluded just a moment ago, Chuck, Daniel Kearns did benefit with his size advantage against Mechanicsburg, and he may try to do that again tonight.
Well, I mean, Fairlawn's played him twice. They know he's left-handed, but it's still sometimes it's hard to defend a left-handed player in the post. So I think but if Daniel, and then the other one we need to talk about is Jordan York. Jordan York is a big kid, strong kid, too. And he had a terrific game against Mechanicsburg, too. If those two are on, it could be a tough night for Fairlawn.
Yeah, York hit 15 in the first encounter between the two clubs back in December. He nailed two threes in that game. Dawson Luthman came off the bench. He chucked in 14 points in that first game Rushi victory over Fairlawn. That final score was extremely lopsided. 64-29 in favor of the Raiders, who can't intimidate. They are big and strong on the inside. It's a different Fairlawn team, though, than the one back before Christmas. No doubt about that. Just look at Fairlawn's late season score at home against Jackson Center when the Jets knocked off the Tigers in overtime.
Well, they beat the number one seed, and Jackson Center only lost a couple, and that game hurt Jackson Center. I'm not saying that it would have made a difference in Anna's win at Rushi on Tuesday, but it would have put a little more pressure on Anna in that game if they knew they had to win it to win the league. So, but, you know, Fairlawn has the firepower in the Piper Twins. They need to get some help tonight. They need to not turn the ball over against Rushi's pressure, and they got to get another person that scores for them tonight.
Right. Sophomore point guard Drew Matty will not start. He'll play a lot, though. Jackson Jones, a good-sized young man out front, about 6 feet, 3 inches tall. He'll help run the show. This Fairlawn Jets team, unbelievably young. Just two seniors on the entire roster, Holman Rosales and Caleb Puckett. Neither one plays a whole lot. Lane Gruy, also a senior. The trio might see a few minutes, but not many. This Fairlawn Jets team, like Bodkins, for example, in the Shelby County League, will return everybody that contributes significant minutes on the court this year, and they'll all be back on the floor next season.
Yeah, I think that next year there's going to be a changing of the guard a little bit, and we're going to get a look at some teams that have been kind of down in the bottom half on their way up to the top.
Yeah, at stake in this game tonight is a berth in the lower bracket sectional championship at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. The winner of this game will meet the Jackson Center Bradford winner. Those two clubs collide in our second game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. At 7:30 tip, webcast time, about 7:20 for game number two. Of course, the number one seed Tigers are a prohibitive favorite in our second meeting. Rushi Raiders have won some big games. How about Rushi's win at Jackson Center during the course of the season? Rushi played Fort Loramie very close twice, got beat at the tail end. Rushi defeated St. Henry way, way back opening weekend of the year. It was early, but St. Henry was ranked in the top 10 in boys Division 4 all season long, and who smacked him real good? By 14 points, the Rushi Raiders.
Right.
So this Rushi team, by virtue of that early season win over St. Henry, the late season win over Jackson Center, can beat just about anybody on a given night when all five young men come together. They get good bench support. Rushi's capable of scoring 70 points.
Rushi can be as good as anybody in the area. That's a fact. You know, we talked about the two inside players. Let's talk about Evan Monier, who's a heck of a shooter and a big, strong kid. He's a senior. Carter Francis comes off the bench. Another kid at 6'2", another good scorer. And then Will Sherman, another senior that's been getting the start. And I like him. I think he does a real nice job. He doesn't score a ton of points, but he doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and he's a really good defensive player.
Yeah, what's the pace of this game going to be like, Chuck? Up and down?
Yes, I don't think there's any doubt it's going to be up and down. I think Rushi's going to come out, and they're going to try to press him. They're going to pressure him. They're going to double him. They're going to jump and run. They're going to do the things they like to do. We might see some 1-3-1. That's a staple of Rushi basketball. They like to throw that out, especially after timeouts. Fairlawn, on the other hand, I think they need to run. I think if they get a half-court game with Rushi, they're probably in trouble. But they got to make sure they run under control because they can't afford a bunch of turnovers tonight.
I may be overstating the case, but personal fouls, foul trouble, how you convert free throws, the one-on-one, especially late in the game, those situations under pressure in the tournament help determine outcomes.
Well, and it gets magnified in the tournament, absolutely. Yep. We've seen it year in and year out.
Rushi Raiders with an overall mark coming into this game tonight of 15 wins, 8 setbacks, 7-5 in the Shelby County League to close out the regular season. Tied with Fort Loramie for third. Fairlawn is 12-11, going over the 500 mark by virtue of its opening round victory against Lehman Catholic here in the tourney. Fairlawn finished up 3-9 in the Shelby County League. Split with Bodkins, beat Bodkins at Fairlawn, lost to Bodkins late in the year at the Trojans Gym. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight as we prepare for the start of this game between Rushi and Fairlawn, very good crowd on hand. We got a sea of blue everywhere on both sides of the gym here at Pickwell High School. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company in Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Starting lineups, opening tip in a moment. Rushi Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Pickwell's Garber Gym. Chuck, extremely important for Fairlawn to get off to a pretty good beginning. If Rucci opens the game tonight like it did against Mechanicsburg, Raiders started that game in a relentless mode, as if Rushi was down by 10 before the opening tip, and Mechanicsburg was delivered a knockout blow in the first 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, that, when you are better than the team you're playing, it's absolutely what you want to do. Loramie couldn't get it done the other night, and it took them the second half to get going to do it. But Fairlawn's better than Mechanicsburg. So, you know, if they have a good start to it, you're right, because they need the confidence.
Yeah, Rushi Raiders being introduced. Rushi in the road blue, gold numbers outlined in white. You'll recognize the names: Daniel Kearns, Jordan York, Will Sherman. We've got Mason Daypour out there. And the fifth starter is Mr. Monier. He's got 35 on his jersey. This Rushi team is very capable of pouring in 15, 18 points a quarter, no doubt about that. And Fairlawn probably has got to keep this game, I would think, in the mid-50s, not much higher. Fifth starter coming out there for Rushi, as we noted, Evan Monier, the 5'10" senior. Three young men in double digits for Rushi on the year. Jordan York, nearly 14. Daniel Kearns, between 12 and 13 a game. Mason Daypour is between 11 and 12 per contest. Those are the three double-digit scores for the Rushi Raiders. Ashton Piper, 16 a game. Skylar Piper, 15 a game. Those are the two double-digit scores for the Fairlawn Jets, who will start Jackson Jones, 6'3", at a guard wing position. Dominic Davis, 5'11", at a guard. Ashton Piper, Skylar Piper, Isaac Ambus, all about 6'3" tall. We thought Isaac Ambus played extremely well in the Fairlawn victory over Lehman. He's a key cog tonight for the Jets.
Yeah, he played really well. And Dominic Davis playing the point tonight to start as a freshman. They need to make sure that he doesn't have any tournament jitters here.
Opening tip to start the game. It's Skylar Piper, Daniel Kearns, Fairlawn the home white. Blue numerals, blue Fairlawn across the chest. Kearns gets the tap and smacks it back to Daypour. Here's Mason over the timeline, outside the arc on the right flank. Gives it up to a driver. Monier cutting into the lane. Late dish to the block. Shot missed on the play, but Will Sherman got back to Baruchy. Raiders recollect. Monier, 25 feet away, goes baseline, pulls up, can't shoot, choked off. Now York, 30 feet out. Monier into the post to Kearns. Uh-oh, reach around, hooking foul. Ambus of Fairlawn.
He almost got there. He reached with the wrong arm. They're going to call that every time.
Daniel Kearns, the playmaker for Rushi, out of bounds, right of the rim, about 10 feet outside the paint, below the basket. Pitches into Monier on the arc. Straightaway Daypour. He sizes up a three right away. Off to the left. Rebound Fairlawn in backcourt. Board collected by the Jets. Jackson Jones came down with it. He flips it down the floor to Dominic Davis. Back to Jones on top. Foul line pass, Skyler Piper. Ashton into the post. Jones pivots against Sherman. Straightaway Davis. Far right flank. Davis hangs on. Looks for a teammate. Here's a step back. Long two by Ashton Piper. Might have been deflected. Rushi got the rebound. Then leaking out other way. Daniel Kearns caught it beyond three Jets. Who challenge him late, going to the basket. Shot no good, but they wallop him from the backside, and Daniel gets two.
That was a heads-up play that time by Monier, because I don't think anybody knew that that shot was tipped, and he went ahead and saved it because it was going to be Fairlawn's ball out of bounds. That's a tough matchup for Ashton Piper to go against Kearns and his length.
Holman Rosales. H-O-L-M-A-N, Rosales, R-O-S-A-L-E-S, in the game for Fairlawn. Early going as Kearns drops in a couple free throws. Rosales, 6 feet, 3 inches tall, on the court at a power forward spot. Rushi in front, 2-0. Here's Dominic Davis down the floor for Fairlawn. Veers into the right corner, harassed by Mason Daypour. Coming out to catch straight away, Skyler Piper. 2-0, Rushi leads. Left wing, it goes to Ashton. Now Rosales, straight away Davis. Here's Will Sherman coming out to guard Jackson Jones, deep in the right corner. Top of the circle, Davis. He had some space, didn't shoot though. It's going to be important for Fairlawn Jets players who normally don't shoot it much to take shots and make shots. And Davis does right here, way short though. Might have been tipped by Rushi. Rushi got the rebound and threw it 75 feet down the floor to Will Sherman. The second leak out for the Raiders, who lead it 4-0. Played a couple minutes, opening quarter. Davis to Skyler Piper between the rings. Fairlawn doesn't want to get too much further behind at the outset. 5:40 left in the first. Mason Daypour on Davis. Far left side of the floor, Ashton Piper. Then he drives through the paint area. Wild shoveling shot toward the basket from about 8 feet away. Almost went in. Skipped off the iron. The rebound is jammed out of bounds by Rushi. The Jets really have not had a good shot yet, or at least one that's been close. Nice inbounds play. Ball thrown to the cutter, Jackson Jones. No good. It banged off the iron, but the stick back is up and in. The guard, Dominic Davis, came from out front into the paint and tapped it through. 4-2. Rushi by a basket. Big field goal there by Fairlawn to break the drought in nearly 3 minutes. Good ball movement by Rushi. That looked easy. York to Sherman straight away. Kearns caught it very deep. Defender on his hip. He dropped it in from 5 feet.
If they're going to let him catch the ball there, they're in trouble.
Yes. Fairlawn player at midcourt tripped up on the play by a Raider. 6-2, Rushi. Common foul. 4:57 to go here in the first period. Daniel Kearns right in front of us with Ashton Piper. Ball thrown in, almost swiped by Mason Daypour. Floor is scattered now. Look at Davis go. He took advantage. And he broke down the lane and hit a teardrop right in front.
Well, if you gamble and miss, that gets you in a lot of trouble.
That's a good sign for the Fairlawn Jets. A 7.5-point score per game on the year. Dominic Davis has got two hoops. Deep right corner Sherman on top to Monier for Rushi. He hoists up a long three. Bullseye. He's got it. Evan Monier connects from distance. 9-4. Fairlawn down 5. 4:20 left opening quarter. Scattered floor. Fairlawn beats pressure. Dominic Davis fires into the left corner to Jones, his teammate. He arches one up. Missed it. It rolled off. Here's Rushi. They want to go pell-mell. Quickly down the floor. The trailer turns. Kearns caught it and scored.
I were to call a timeout.
11-4 in favor of Rushi. Raiders simply whipping the Jets from one end of the court to the other. Here's Davis at the elbow on the right. Ashton or Skyler Piper with a real good shot so far. Here's a wild one by Ashton as he barreled in from the left wing. Missed everything. Rebound Rushi looking to go to work. It's a track meet. A track meet. A 60-foot pass to Evan Monier. He caught it in stride and laid it through. Raiders pouring it on in the first 5.5 minutes, leading 13-4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
And a big thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, and Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What is your favorite thing? We'll run down three new underwriting sponsors for you in a moment. Fairlawn in a hole early, 13-4. Drew Maddie, who missed 11 or 12 games with a hand injury, a slight fracture, back on the floor. He's entered the game for Fairlawn. He just missed a shot below the foul stripe. The Jets got the long rebound, and then Ashton Piper tried to slide along the left side of the paint to the basket, blocking foul in the act of shooting. He's got two.
Well, Adam Dapor did a good job of getting there. He just didn't get himself squared before he took the charge. It was a good call on the block.
Adam Dapor has checked in for Rushi. He's played very well.
He had a terrific game last game.
Very good performer last half of the year off the bench for Coach Dave Borchers of the Rushi Raiders. Ashton Piper swish on the free throw. 13-5, 8-point lead Rushi. Just over 3 to play, first quarter. Second shot on the way, dead center. 13-6 Rushi. Mason Dapor, Jordan York, Daniel Kearns, Adam Dapor, Will Sherman on the floor for Rushi. Mason Dapor, elbow on the left, gives it up behind the arc to Adam Dapor. He dribbles off into the right corner. Very good defense by Dominic Davis, who caused a turnover. Ball bounced off the knee of Adam Dapor. Out of bounds to the official, who gives it to the Jets, who bring it down the far side. Drew Maddie, 5'10", point guard, sophomore. Here's a sloppy pass. Ball knocked away by Rushi. Run out the other way. Look out. Daniel Kearns dunked it. He dunked it. Long pass by the Jets. They come back down the floor. A near dunk by Skyler Piper. He rolled it in around the rim. Fairlawn answers in a hurry. Both teams going coast to coast. 15-8. A big time flush by Kearns. And then a roller up over the front of the iron by Skyler Piper, other end for Fairlawn. 7-point lead Raiders. Just over 2 to go, first quarter. Little pick and roll, baseline right, York to Kearns. Kearns below the foul stripe, left-handed jump shot, got it. Wow, what a game for him.
That's 10.
10 big ones already for Daniel Kearns. He's sparking the Rushi Raiders here in the sectional tournament. This senior is playing like a young man possessed. 17-8 Raiders. Here's Maddie into the lane. shovels it to Skyler Piper, who nearly walked. He missed a runner across the paint. Rosales on the stick back, no, but a foul against Rushi. Minute 46 to go in the first, 17-8 for Raiders. Tell you what, Chuck, we have seen something from Rushi here in the tournament we did not witness in games we covered of the Raiders during the regular season. Keep in mind that was a small sample size, but Rushi, extremely explosive.
Well, if you're going to have Daniel Kearns in a scoring spot and run the floor like that, they're as good as anybody that we've seen.
Rosales at the free throw line for Fairlawn. His first foul shot was no good.
The first one almost killed somebody. The second one was a nice shot.
But free throw number two swished. All net, 17-9, Rushi by 8. Minute 40 left to go here now in the first quarter. Dayport at midcourt, picked up by Maddie. Dayport glides, top of the circle, down the lane. Maddie from the rear bumps him. Common foul against the Jets. Thanks to Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Regal Trophy and Awards at regaltrophyawards.com, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. Here's Mason Dayport getting the inbounds pass. He wedges his way into the lane, but his bounce pass down on the block goes out of bounds to Fairlawn. And thanks as well to Dan Eilerman Construction, located in Fort Loramie. The Dan Eilerman Construction team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you closely, step by step by step, as you build your new home. Eilerman Construction, 419-582-3824, 419-582-3824. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. That's the motto of Dan Eilerman Construction. Fairlawn inbounding, a quick miss, but the Jets get the rebound back with 70 seconds to go in the first quarter. Rushi up 8. Here's Drew Maddie, picks up his dribble, hits a cutter through the lane. Ball drop, picked up by Skyler Piper. Well, Rushi's defense is very tight. It's sticky. Fairlawn having difficulty penetrating the arc. Much less the foul line. Steal Rushi. Raiders in backcourt. Abbott. Mason Dayport up the left side. He was bottled up momentarily. So Rushi, head coach Dave Borchers, chose a timeout to keep the possession alive. 45 seconds to go in the first. Raiders up 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
If the Fairlawn Jets don't want to see this deficit grow much bigger, they'll have no role in controlling pace of this game if the lead swells in the double digits. Right now, Rushi is directing a very fast ebb and flow to this contest.
Playing outstanding defense to fuel the offense.
Yep. If Fairlawn simply can't get a crack of an opening at the offensive end. Ashton Piper, Skyler Piper, what, just free throws for one of the two, Chuck?
Two free throws from Ashton. Skyler has a basket.
20 seconds left, first quarter. Rushi spread the floor. Raiders will play for one. There's Carter Francis out on the hardwood now. He dribbles around between the rings. Gives it up on the play to Evan Monier with 9 to play. Evan squeezes his way down the right side of the lane. Leaves it for York. Ball is dropped. Fairlawn gets it. 3 seconds left. Here are the Jets shooting a long 35-footer just short of the net by Ashton Piper. And the first quarter finishes. Rushi 17, Fairlawn 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30 plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Fairlawn Jets inbound the basketball. We begin play here in the second quarter with Rushi ahead by 8 points, 17-9. Dominic Davis dribbles through the top of the circle, handoff to Maddie behind him. Now Davis. Davis has two buckets for the Jets in those first 8 minutes. And being jammed far side of the floor, Ashton Piper, double team, triple team, stolen by Rushi. Long lead out to guess who? Kearns again, 19-9.
They didn't let him dunk that time.
Exploding on the Fairlawn Jets of the Rushi Raiders here tonight. Here's Maddie outside the arc, high left, jumping, shooting, three-pointer, hit the rim, pounded away, rebound Daypour, ahead to Kearns, it's a track meet, Kearns way out in front, caught it, laid it through again. Kearns on a mission, unstoppable. 21-9 in favor of the Rushi Raiders. Here's the ball going to side court, out of bounds off Fairlawn, right to the scoresbroadcast.com media table. All Rushi.
You were open.
Yes. I could have scooped that ball up and fed it to a Fairlawn player for a nice assist. Here's Monier, far left side. Low on the block to Kearns. Tries to hit a cutter. Sherman down the paint. Intercepted. Stolen by Ashton Piper of Fairlawn. Baseline left to a teammate, Skyler. Skyler available. He rimmed a 15-footer. Tough break. Rebounded by Rushi. Here's another 70-foot pass down the floor off the fingertips of York. And then touched by Fairlawn. It goes out of bounds.
They are getting the rebound. Everybody's flying down the floor. And they're just saying, who wants to catch the ball for a layup?
Well, watching this game very closely, Jackson Center Tigers coaching staff led by head coach Scott Elkert, there is no way Jackson Center should the Tigers beat Bradford, and they should. There's no way Jackson Center will allow Rushi to play this way. Daniel Kearns just made another 2 points. A southpaw jump shot for the lefty. 12-footer outside the lane. And here's Rushi with a steal. Mason Daypour on a pilfer. He threw it out ahead to teammate Will Sherman. And he runs hard to the rim for two more. Rushi 25. Jets 9. It's a blowout here at Piqua. 2 minutes gone, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out of this world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between, it's just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Well, the Rushi Raiders closed the regular season, dropping their last two to Marion Local and Anna. And no shame in that. Two very good clubs. Of course, Marion Local, a defending D4 state champs, Anna, winners of the Shelby County League, losing just once, losing only twice in the entire regular season, ranked in the top seven or eight in the state in boys D3 all year. Those were Rushi's two setbacks to finish out the regular campaign. Marion Local and Anna prior to that. Rushi had won five in a row. I would hasten to say, though, Chuck, Rushi right now playing its very best basketball of the year at the right time.
It is exactly the right time. And I'll tell you, there was times when we saw them during the season when things didn't go well and they played a little lethargic. We're certainly not seeing that in the tournament.
Nope. Fairlawn attacking to our left on the last possession. Foul committed by Rushi. Couple of free throws here for Skyler Piper for Fairlawn. He connects on both. And it's 25-11. Rushi leads. 5:46 to go here in the second quarter. Midcourt, Mason Daypour. Gives it up outside the arc to Evan Monier, near side Mason. Oh, he gets a screen from Kearns, and he buries a triple. Mason Daypour, second team, all Shelby County League, loops up a three-pointer. Here is Fairlawn coming back in a hurry. Good entry pass from the right wing to Jackson Jones. Down inside to Isaac Ambus, and his shot is drilled from behind. It's blocked. Does it go out of bounds? Anyway, it's
held ball.
Held ball. Rushi possession, leading 28-11. The Raiders can do no wrong. Midcourt, Mason Daypour. Shake and bake move on the arc to Monier. Monier fakes. Oh, he's got an open lane. He takes it all the way to the cup. Hits it for two, and he's fouled. And he was spilled to the hardwood with a thud. 5:12 to go, second quarter. We will take a break. 28-11. Rushi over Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Evan Monier is up, appears to be okay. He took a spill as he was bearing down on the rim, made a great driving layup, was decked as he scored. Count the field goal.
Carter Francis will now shoot the free throw because he had to come out of the game.
Yep. Monier gets a well-deserved break. Carter Francis at the stripe, and he completes the three-point play successfully for Rushi, which is up 20, 31-11. Here at midcourt with the basketball for Fairlawn is Maddie, and Mason Daypour is giving him heck. He pries it loose. Maddie's fortunate to dive back on it and earn the jump. Arrow Fairlawn, Dominic Davis for Maddie. Inbounding the basketball, Isaac Ambus here at side court for Fairlawn. Ambus wants to pitch it in play, and he can't do it. Whistle blows away from the action, far side of the floor. Fairlawn guilty of a foul.
Yeah, it was a little ticky-tack at this point in the game, that's for sure. And Coach Tidwell didn't care for it.
No, he's not happy in the least. I don't blame him. Head coach Justin Tidwell has done an outstanding job guiding the Fairlawn Jets here this season. A game over 500 and entering the contest here tonight. Here is Rushi passing the ball around. Mason Daypour left open, deep right corner. No good. Off the back flange. Rebound, Adam Daypour in the lane. Follow-away shot. He is belted hard. Wallop to the court in the act of shooting. He earns two. Rushi simply relentless in this game. Adam Daypour with a couple, trying to extend the lead to 22 points. Who would have thought, with only 3.5 gone in the second quarter, Rushi would be ahead by 20. at 31-11. Here is the foul shot by Daypour. No good, a bit heavy. Second one upcoming. Adam Daypour makes it. 32-11. And the lead for the Raiders is swollen to 21. Up over the timeline, Dominic Davis for Fairline. He made two early field goals, I should say. Throws it foul line to Isaac Ambus. On a weave, Ashton Piper, deep in the right corner, hands off to Skyler, bombs away, good, from three-point territory. 32-14 on the triple. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Adam Daypour to York, baseline left. To Adam on the arc, straight away, open, Carter Francis lets one fly from downtown, no good. Inside rebound, Rushi, hook shot, York, no good. Got the rebound back. A little fadeaway eight-footer. It bounced in. 34-14, Rushi. Deep in the left corner with the ball, Ashton Piper for Fairlawn. He's guarded too closely. Foul against the Raiders. Two on Daniel Kearns.
That actually turned out to be, I mean, not that they're up 20 points, but he had a wide open player under the lane, so that kind of was bad for Fairlawn to get the call.
Here's Ambus inbounding from down in the left corner for Fairlawn on the arc to Davis. Adam Daypour is right in his jersey playing defense. Davis tries to reverse the ball, can't do it. Screen out high, Ashton Piper. Ball high overhead. There's a long, high lob pass. Oh, my goodness. I've never seen that before, Chuck. That was a pass attempt by Ashton Piper for Jackson Jones. Low on the left, and the ball swished.
Beautiful shot.
That's a three-pointer, a mistake three-pointer. Rushi comes right back with a three. Yes, deep left corner. Evan Monder hit it. Fairlawn running the court. Long 60-foot pass. Jackson Jones hits a track meet. He scores, caught it over his shoulder, and went in for the layup. 37-19, 18-point lead, Rushi. Foul line, it's Will Sherman. Left side, Monier. Monier rotates it on top, looks for Carter Francis, then goes behind him to Sherman. Sherman with a lengthy two-pointer, line drive shot short. He followed, got it back, flipped it to a teammate on the arc, York. He jacked it up, it's short. Jets have got the board. 2:25 to go, second quarter. 18-point lead in favor of Rushi. Between the rings with the ball is Ashton Piper. Crowds his way into the lane. Off balance, 10-footer, skipped around the rim. Hit every centimeter of it, wouldn't go in. Rebound poked, out of bounds, off the Jets. 2 minutes, 14 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Head coach Tidwell of Fairlawn not pleased at all with the officiating or his team's performance.
That was absolutely over the back on that last rebound. I'm not sure how they missed that.
Nope.
Put us an 18-point game, so you can't Fran McCaffrey the thing. You got to stay calm.
Yeah, I was surprised Fran was suspended for just two games.
Yeah, well, the language he used as he chased him off. And it's kind of funny because the technical that made him mad was against his son. Maybe his son should have gone someplace else. I mean, it's tough to go play for your dad.
Well, yeah.
And he's got a temper anyway. I watched him. They had a kid a couple of years ago that had a tendency to poke people in the eyes, and he defended him. But it was obvious the kid did it on purpose.
Yeah, well, Fran goes crazy on about every single very slightly marginal call that goes against Iowa. He goes berserk on every one of them. I would like to be just outside the office door when he is evaluated by his AD come this May.
Yeah.
A minute 58 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Mason Daypour, top of the circle. Oh, makes a great pass to York. York, an extra pass to Sherman. Layup good. Rushi sharing the ball beautifully well in this game. Boy, the Raiders are clicking on all cylinders. Minute 40 left to go in the half. 39-19, Rushi. Here is Jackson Jones, and he darts into the lane area. Half hook shot, good, right in front. fine play, but Jones fouled in the act of scoring, and he's at the stripe for the Jets. Minute 35 to go, second quarter, 39-21, Urushi. Well, we saw Urushi play Fort Loramie twice, Chuck, in the regular season, and the Raiders didn't have near this kind of firepower. Of course, Fort Loramie had something to do with thwarting the Raiders in those games, but Urushi has simply forced the issue here in the tournament with its strength and speed. Here's Mason Daypour outside the arc into the lane. York puts his head down, drives, passes baseline left for Sherman, and the ball is volleyballed way up in the air by a Jets player, Ambus, out of bounds to Urushi. 39-22 Raiders, a minute 13 to go here in the first half. Good inbounds play, wide open, low on the right. Mason Daypour caught it, easy bank shot. 19-point lead, Raiders. Here's Dominic Davis down the lane in traffic, knocked away. Ambus got it back, missed the fadeaway shot. Monier all over the glass, four blue jerseys, one white jersey. Driving layup, Sherman, good, foul, Fairlawn.
They are scoring at will. No pun intended, Will Sherman.
I like it. Scoring at will Sherman made the 2 points. Urushi Raiders, Chuck, performing as if there are seven or eight blue jerseys out there on the floor against five white ones from Fairlawn. Timeout called. No, the scorer's desk allowing the substitutions to be made. I thought maybe Sherman was fouled on the two-point basket, but I guess not.
Well, I'm going to erase the circle because I did too.
Yep. It's 43-22. Urushi leads it by 21 points. This Raiders basketball team has its engine running at full throttle.
They called it after the basket, so there was a foul.
After the basket?
But they called it on Urushi. I thought he got fouled on the shot, but...
So it was a player control foul?
They called that, so they counted the basket. The foul was on Urushi. That's why Fairlawn got the ball.
Even though it was the seventh foul, player control?
Yes.
Not
yes.
Shooting. No shot. Fairlawn just threw it away down to her left. 43-22 in favor of the Raiders with a half minute to go in the first half of this game. Monier's got the ball 25 feet away. Is that Dawson Luthman in now for Urushi in the far corner, Chuck? As I check my...
Michael York.
Michael York's on the floor. Well, Urushi has spread it. They're winding the clock down. 10, 9, 8. Mason Daypour down the lane. Hands off to York. No good. Step back. Carter Francis is good. Foul called. It's a plus one for the Raiders, who have more than doubled the score on Fairlawn. 6.7 left, opening quarter, 45-22. At the stripe, Carter Francis. Here's Carter. Dips the knees, arches it. Front rim, no. Rebound left corner. Fairlawn in backcourt. Three to play. Long jump shot. Jackson Jones, 25-footer short. No good. First half ends. Route is on. Has been on for about the last 8 or 10 minutes here at Garbery Gym. Urushi can do no wrong. Raiders playing as good a basketball as we've seen all year, including having seen a number of Anna Rockets games this season.
That's who they kind of remind me of tonight, is
yeah.
Anna.
Sure do. 45-22 Raiders, halftime here at the Piqua Boys Division IV Sectional. I'm Jack with Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report is next on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Urushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Urushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Urushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Urushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is Jack with Chuck on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. These two teams played twice in the regular season. Late in the campaign, Fairlawn was within five with a couple minutes to go. Wound up losing by 11 at the Jets' gym to Rushi, 65-54. Way back on December 21st, Rushi blew Fairlawn out at the Raiders' gym, 64-29. This game, not unlike that one. 45-22, Rushi. We're at the half. Our report here at intermission brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck?
Well, let's take a look at some shooting first. Will Sherman was 4 of 5 from the floor. Evan Monier was 4 of 4 from the floor, including 2 for 2 three-pointers. Daniel Kearns was 7 for 7 from the floor, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. As a team, they were 19 of 28, 68%, 3 of 6 from behind the arc. That's impressive as heck. Fairlawn, 7 of 22, 32%, 2 of 6 shooting threes, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Rebounding, 17 to 8 rebounding advantage to Rushi, 7 to 5 on the offensive boards. Fairlawn only turned the ball over 7 times. It was missed shots that was getting the outlet passes for layups. It wasn't turnovers. 4 turnovers for Rushi, 30 to 10. It, in the paint, Rushi has the advantage there. 9-0 on turnover on points off of turnovers, and 14-2 on fast break points. Individual scoring for Fairlawn, they were led by Skylar Piper with 7. They got 5 from Jackson Jones, 5 from Ashton Piper, 4 from Dominic Davis, free throw from Holman Rosales. They scored 9 and 13, 22 for the half. Rushi was led by Daniel Kearns with 16. They got 10 from Evan Monier, 8 from Will Sherman. That's almost 3 kids in double figures at halftime. 5 from Daypore, 3 from Carter Francis, 2 from Jordan York, 1 from Adam Daypore. They scored 17 and 28. They lead at 45-22 at the half.
And Chuck, a few times in this game already, we've seen Rushi whip the ball in bullet-like fashion on a line 50, 60, even 70 feet down the floor to a wide receiver who's catching the ball below the foul line at the other end, going in for an easy 2 points. Is that something Rushi's worked on, do you think, in practice?
Well, I think that it's something that they're finding that is effective tonight. I mean, you know, some teams actually get back on defense, and that would slow that down a little bit.
Yeah.
But right now, Fairlawn looked like deer in headlights in the first half, and that killed them. Sure. I mean, Sherman, Kearns, and Monier were 15 of 16 from the floor in the first half.
Ooh. Daniel Kearns is a senior. He is going out in fine style for Daniel. Let's hope he plays a few or even several more games here in 2019.
Yep.
He is finishing like gangbusters. Wow, what a tournament he's having here at Piqua.
Well, he was terrific the last game. And terrific doesn't even say what he's been in the first half tonight.
Well, we've got about 4.5 minutes to go to the start of the third quarter, but neither team back out. I'm not sure if the Fairlawn Jets real badly want to return.
Well, you don't want to. There's no reason to come out and do a lot of shooting around. Mostly they need to stay off their feet and talk about what they need to do. And right now it comes down to pride and passion for the game.
Yep.
And to be able to go out there and play. And I don't think they're not playing hard. They are. But, boy, are they just getting whipped. And that's tough to do. as a kid, to watch what the other team's doing to you. It demoralizes you, and it causes all of your game to kind of go away.
Yeah, Raiders playing in another speed, in another gear.
Yep.
No other better way to describe it.
And you're right. The Jackson Center coaches up there watching this aren't sitting here going, man, thank goodness we're going to get another shot at Rushi.
No, they're shaking their heads. Boy, do we have a good draw or not? 3.5 minutes away from the second half, 45-22, Rushi over Fairlawn at the break. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to these anchor underwriting sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, from which you just heard, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, and Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center. A founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is Lacal. We simply could not have gotten started without the support from Lacal Equipment. Lacal has been on board with us ever since day one.
You guys need to run a little bit more.
Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, thanks so very, very much. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com as well. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. 45-22 Raiders, second half starts in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And go to Goffney Furniture, high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney in Sydney. Priced to fit your budget with finance options. Application is easy. Plus, Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress. Take advantage of 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory always on display. That's Goffney Furniture. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney, west of I-75, Route 47. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Rushi Raiders start the third quarter with Mason Dayport entering the foul area below the stripe. Dished it down low for Jordan York, and the ball's clubbed away by Fairlawn, and then a Raider nicked it last out of bounds to Fairlawn.
Well, I started to make the comment as the game started that Kearns might not score as much because he's going to have his hands full guarding Piper. I'm glad I didn't say that. It would have sounded stupid right now.
Here come the Fairlawn Jets, an offense down to her right. Top of the circle, Ashton Piper. Out of Drew Matty. Matty right wing, Dominic Davis. Coming out to get it, Skyler. Here is Jackson Jones. Ashton Piper on top. Now Davis, Daypour picks him up. 30 feet away, Skyler. Evan Monier on him, nose to nose. Here's Dominic Davis. Here's Ashton Piper. Sizes up a long three. Hit the front rim. Backboard came off. Rebound is knocked away out of bounds below the basket. Rushi couldn't corral the board. Fairlawn still has it. Ball lobbed in to Jackson Jones. Flicked away by Will Sherman. Jones regathers and gives it to Davis. Yep, Fairlawn Jets have had control of the ball for quite a while in this offensive possession, and they get a good shot here, wheeling off a screen to Skyler Piper. Bingo from long range by Skyler. Threw that one in from out on A Street here in Piqua.
That's a ways, too.
That is. Here is Daniel Kearns in the lane for Rushi. Turns. There's that leaning left-handed shot of his. No good. In and out. Stick back. York. Not good. Here comes Dominic Davis with the ball for Fairlawn. Down the floor to Jackson Jones. He hits the trailer. Ashton Piper, who barges below the basket. All kinds of contact. Will Sherman goes flying through the air for Rushi. He was not set in time.
He stuck his stomach out, and that's what caused it to be a block instead of a charge.
It is 45-25, Rushi. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Couple of free throws. Ashton Piper, short. Second one upcoming.
Ashton has one basket in the game.
The two Pipers averaging about 31.5 between them. They won't get there tonight. That one's around the rim and out to the left. Here's a long pass, another one of those patented throws down the floor. 60-footer Barucci, knocked away by Fairlawn. York got it back, banked it, missed it, tie up on the rebound. As I look up, Chuck, I see the Jackson Center coaches just scribbling away on their notepads.
I'm not sure what you could be writing at this point. Get back on defense?
Yes, and rebound a little bit better than Fairlawn is.
Spencer Cordonier walked by going over to the bench for Rushi, and I said, you guys need to try to pick up the pace and run a little bit more.
Here's a near walk by Dominic Davis, but it's stripped, taken away by Mason Daypour. A run out, left hand to the rim, blew it, no good. Long rebound, hit hard to midcourt, collecting it on the run is Jackson Jones for Fairlawn, driving layup short. Here comes Rushi, 3-on-1, 4-on-1, Daypour can't finish. Rebound Kearns, baby shot in the lane, it's no good. Scramble, Fairlawn's got it. Frenzied play right now. Action frenetic. Dribbling out of control, Ashton Piper, he blew the gimme. My goodness gracious, somebody make a shot. Here at midcourt, right in front of us, Mason Daypour is jammed by two players. Out of bounds off Fairlawn. We're stuck at 45-25. With 5:13 left to go here in the third quarter. Inbounding right in front, Monier, now to Mason Daypour. Evans got it, far left wing. Looks cross court for York, can't find him. Airmails it to Mason Daypour behind the arc, top of the circle. Near side, Adam Daypour, who's out there now for Rushi. Adam, a 5'10 junior. Hits the cutter, Evan Monier. He squirts into the lane, scores. Nice job, Evan Monier. It hit the rim and fell through. Here's a pass angled across the court to Fairlawn. A bad one picked off by Rushi. Long throw to Kearns. Another gimme. Run out, Raiders.
How much fun is it to be a post player on this team? Just release and they're going to throw you a ball for a layup.
Oh, Kearns has been all over the court tonight. He's played wing, power forward, in the post, guard, leading the fast break. Stick backs, dunks. Here is Rushi after the Fairlawn miss, a near tie-up. It is knotted. Arrow favors the Raiders.
I will give you this. The officials are letting them beat on each other.
Well, it's 49 to 25 in favor of Rushi, up to 24. And we're about,
that wasn't a complaint.
I got you. We're about 11 away from a continuous clock in this game. Never dreamed we'd get close to that. 4 minutes gone by, third quarter. Adam Dayport pick and roll with Kearns. Back to Adam on the arc. 3:50 to go third. 49-25 Rushi. Mason Dayport. Between the rings, Carter Francis. Right side of the floor, York. And he buries a triple. Boy, that's the patented line drive three of a Jordan York. More often than not, when he's got plenty of clearance and nobody around, he will drain it. 52-25, 27-point lead. As you hear head coach Dave Borchers of Rushi in the background. Here's Jackson Jones, top of the key for Fairlawn. Wants to go down inside for teammate Ashton Piper, but we got a push-off against Rushi. Second game tonight, Jackson Center and Bradford. Bradford took an opening round bye. Jackson Center defeated Triad in game one. The winner of this game plays the winner of game two in a Saturday night, 7 p.m., lower bracket sectional championship. Here's Dominic Davis on the arc. He feeds it down inside to a teammate, caught there by Ashton Piper. Turn around, 8-foot J, in there. 52-27, Rushi leads. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Wide open is York below the rim. Carter Francis hit him with a great throw. He blew it, missed the stick back, and a tie-up results.
He started to go up with that, lost control of the shot. That's the reason he had trouble getting it in.
Arrow favors the Jets with 2 minutes and 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter. In backcourt, Dominic Davis will bring it up for Fairlawn. He'll be met by Adam Dayport right at the timeline. Veering to the left is Davis. Dayport on him like glue. Another deflection by Rushi. Ball garnered, though, by the Jets. 30 feet from the basket. Here's Drew Matty. Coming out to catch is Ashton Piper. Hits a teammate straight away. Ball given back up to Skyler Piper. He fades. Three-point land. Swish. Long one. 52-30. Rushi by 22. Raiders back in early. Jordan York pulls up. Foul line J. Bottom of the net. He's got it. 54-30. Rushi on fire. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Dominic Davis, right flank. Gives it up on the play to Ashton Piper. Cross court to the left-hand jump shooter for Fairlawn. It is no good off the back brace. Missed on the play, but Garrett Kramer is in. And guess what? Rushi is running. Fast break. Three on two. Driving layup is good. And here's a shovel shot toward the basket. Wow. It's in. Ashton Piper with a Houdini. Oh, you never try that in the game of horse. I know I say that at least once every game, but that was the time for it tonight.
He's a good basketball player. They're just overmatched tonight.
Yep. Who made the previous goal by Rushi? Chuck, I missed it.
That was Jordan York.
Yeah, Jordan York. Well, we've got a loose ball out of bounds, left corner of the floor, off the Raiders' last. Rushi, young men are coming off the court, Chuck. They're huffing and puffing a little bit, but not panning. Not panning.
No, it's fun to run like this if you're scoring baskets.
Yeah. They're winded, but boy, not overly so, that's for sure. Garrett Kramer, young man on the floor now for the Fairlawn Jets, junior guard, six-footer. Here's a loose ball, knocked away by Rushi. Raiders have got it once again on the steal, up 24 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Ball dumped down left corner to Sherman. Sherman hits the cutter in the lane. It's caught and laid in. Michael York, beautiful play. Michael York comes in off the bench, beneficiary of a good feed. He knocked it down to make it 58-32. The lead is ballooned to 26. Free throw, Michael York. Got it. 27-point bulge. Under 60 seconds to go now in the third quarter. Here's Drew Matty. Right side pass, Kramer coming out to catch is Rosales for Fairlawn, who's back in. Away from the activity, Sherman Ferrucci runs right through a white-shirted body. Got a substitution here now for the Ferrucci Raiders. A.J. Sager, 5'10 junior, on the floor now for the blue and gold. Ball lobbed out back to Garrett Kramer for Fairlawn. Whips a pass down inside, intended for a teammate. Broken up Ferrucci. And then it's stolen right back by Fairlawn and laid in by Skylar Piper. 59-34 with a half minute to go in the third quarter. Ferrucci up 25. Mason Daypour midcourt. Thought about driving, didn't. Mason fakes right, goes left. Little jab step once more. 18 seconds remaining. Late in the third, Mason Daypour still bouncing near center court. Now the offense starts on a weave. It goes to Carter Francis. He sprints into the top of the circle. Overplay by Fairlawn. Steal by the Jets. And then Ferrucci fouls, preventing the run-out basket. 5.4 to go. That was Lane Gruey who made the nice pilfer at midcourt by Fairlawn. Then he was hooked.
Got a 25-point lead, and the Ferrucci fans are yelling, call it both ways.
Ball inbounded to Skylar Piper in the left corner. Back to Gruey. Fairlawn may not get off the shot, and they do not. The official far side of the floor looked like he might have been signaling.
They were going to count that, but it was after the buzzer.
No, it was two-thirds, three-fourths of a second late. Three periods in the books here at Garbery Gym Pickwa Boys D4 Sectional. Ferrucci all over Fairlawn, 59-34 on scores.gas.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
And again, here on scoresbroadcast.com, thank you very much. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Ferrucci, plus the Jewelry Barn in Ferrucci. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Wells Brothers, Inc. and Anna, eight growing divisions. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, 498-7282. Up here is Ferrucci with the ball to start the fourth quarter. And Fairlawn pries it loose. It's rolling to midcourt. Traced down by Jordan York. Then he takes a bump from behind, foul against the Jets. Jackson Center, Bradford to follow. Second straight winless opponent for the Jackson Center Tigers, the number one seed here in this boys' D4 tourney. Having whipped up on Triad in game one, Tigers take on Bradford in a second rounder. Here's Michael York catching the ball in the paint, thrown to him by Daniel Kearns on the arc. York posting up, wants to pivot, can't do it. He's grabbed while shooting, and he's got two. Don't forget, we return here tomorrow night for the boys D4 upper bracket sectional championship, Fort Loramie and Ansonia.
That could be an intriguing game.
Could be. As I recall, Chuck, the two teams played last year here in the tourney.
They did. They matched up after Ansonia beat Botkins last year.
Well, both free throws dead center by Michael York. Here's Garrett Kramer deep in the right corner for Fairlawn, which trails 61-34. Coming off a screen straight away, Skylar Piper. No, it curled out. Rebound volleyballed by Daniel Kearns. And he swatted at it. It went up underneath the backboard, hit a support behind it. Jets will inbound it left of the rim. 40 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Here's Garrett Kramer on the arc. Looks inside.
Up, Jordan!
Goes baseline left to Ashton Piper. On the arc to Gruy. His jump shot clanged off the rim into the right corner. Mason Daypour runs it down for Rushi. Mason up over the timeline. Top of the circle, foul line. Doesn't shoot. Leaves it behind him for York. York guarded closely by Skylar Piper. Now to Evan Monier, right back to York, 25 feet away. To Kearns at the foul line. He squares up, shoots, missed it off the back brace. Daniel Kearns proving he is human after all. Here is Fairlawn beating a little pressure at midcourt. Scattered floor, advantage Jets. Gruy can't get it to go. Foul on the Raiders. And Gruy's got two shots here for the Fairlawn Jets. 6:39 to go in the fourth. 61-34. Free throw short. Second one. Young man wears number 4 on his back. Oh, tough break for Gruy. It left the rim. Had a little bit of overspin on it as it crawled over the front rim and then snapped right back out. Rushi misplayed the rebound, lost it. Jets ball again.
And he dribbled the ball off his foot. I think he looked up to see where to throw the pass to.
6 minutes, 36 seconds to go here in the fourth. Huge lead for the Rushi Raiders, 61-34. Outside the arc on the left, it's Kramer. Bounce pass, head of the key. Ball rotated right side to Drew Matty. Flips it on top to Ashton Piper. Punched away by Kearns. 6:15 to go in the fourth. High, low. Skyler to Jackson Jones. Then into the corner to the long three-point shooter, Drew Matty. High archer, all net. Came right down through the cylinder. Good-looking jumper by Matty. 61-37. Rushi by 24. Mason Daypour deep in the right corner. Now elbow in the right. Being guarded closely by Gruy. Gave it up to Daniel Kearns. Knocked away by Ashton Piper, who hacked him. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go here in the fourth. 61-37. Rushi. Four changes for the Rushi Raiders. Adam Daypour in. Carter Francis in. Baseline right of the basket. Kearns to pitch it in play. Below on the left finds a teammate, and he's bothered big time. Mason Daypour went up to shoot it from point-blank range, and he was hammered on the backside. Mason Daypour, two free throws coming. Well, these two clubs playing out the string right now. Fairlawn Jets will be heard from next year for sure. This is a team which could certainly challenge for the upper half of the Shelby County League in 2019-20. You look down the Jets roster, as I noted about an hour ago, one, two, three seniors, three of them, that's it, grand total. Gruy plays, Holman Rosales plays, they both come off the bench. The third senior does not see a lot of time. Everyone else back, sophomores and juniors. So Fairlawn, with a winning record by a game coming into the game tonight, is a team which should challenge for maybe as many as 14 or 15 wins in 2019-20. Under head coach Tidwell has done a very good job. Here is Fairlawn attacking down to the right. One too many passes. Rushi on the steal. Here's the breakaway. Carter Francis to Adam Daypour, and his arms are pulled back away from him as he went in to score. A couple of free throws here for the Raiders. 63-37, 5:21 to go in the fourth. Adam Daypour was collared from the backside. He's at the stripe. First of two, swish. 64-37. Rushi Raiders lead the Fairlawn Jets. Now you wonder, Chuck, after the late close game, late season close game between these two clubs, if that was a wake-up call for Rushi or did it give Fairlawn confidence? It may have been a huge wake-up call for the Raiders, who have delivered the knockout punch early and often in this game tonight. And we're playing out the string right now. Look out, three-pointer, banked in. Lane Gruey, 25-footer.
Good for him.
Outside the arc on the left. He kissed one in off the window. Good-looking shot by Gruey. Don't think he meant to bank it. He'll take it, though. 64-40 after the three-pointer. Here's Rushi, fourth court to her left. Raiders not pleased with the call. And it goes against Daniel Kearns. Offensive, a little too forceful in backing his defensive man down. Was it on Kearns? No, Sherman.
No, they called it on Sherman. That's his fifth.
Five on Sherman. Tell you one thing about Will Sherman. He plays hard and physical.
He does. I mean, he had 8 points tonight at halftime. Had a nice first start to the game.
Yep. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the fourth quarter still. Rushi with additional changes. Here is Ashton Piper on the arc. And the ball squirts away from him. Picked up by a Jet in the right corner. Now thrown to Skyler. Straight away, Drew Batty. Jumping, shooting, three-pointer off the heel. Rebound Rushi. Advantage Raiders. 2-on-1. Daniel Kearns hits a teammate. Carter Francis sprinting to the rim. He's got it. Fairlawn is there late. It's a defensive foul and a three-point play opportunity. Rushi Raiders running the floor, Chuck. I think as well, if not better, than we've seen Anna run it this year.
Right tonight they certainly are.
Yep. Free throw here for Carter Francis for Rushi. Boy, he went storming down the floor on the right wing, expecting to get the ball on the fast break, and he did. He missed the free throw. Long rebound, Adam Dapour of Rushi. Right back to Carter in the left corner. He looks for Michael York. Pick and roll. Francis in the corner. Baseline right to the jump shooter for Rushi. No
Caleb,
good off.
Caleb Monin.
Caleb Monin off the back brace. Rebound Fairlawn. Long throw down the floor to Skyler Piper. He breaks in for the driving layup. 66-42. Oh, one, two, three passes by Rushi. Adam Dapour missed it. Rebound out of bounds below the rim on Fairlawn. So the Raiders have Caleb Monin, Michael York, both in at the moment. Baseline right of the rim, Adam Dapour, the trigger man for Rushi. Bounces in low on the left. Short jump shot missed by Monin. Rebound knocked away. And here comes Fairlawn down the floor. Jets have the ball 25 feet away. Dawson Luthman in. One, two, three passes. Fairlawn. Shot missed. Stick back Gruey.
You like to see a senior in his last game. Not a lot of playing time this year. He's got five here in the fourth quarter.
Yes, he sure does. A three-pointer and a two-pointer for Gruey for Fairlawn. 3:16 left in the fourth. 22-point lead, Rushi, 66-44. Adam Dapour, right corner. Throws it cross-court, Carter Francis. Three-pointer in the air. It clanged off the iron. Long rebound, Jets. Deep in the left corner. Jumping, shooting the tray. And hitting it, Skyler Piper.
Skyler's got 20. He's the only one really having a game.
Skyler from downtown. Hit it from range. Trifecta. The lead for Rushi. Cut to 19. I say cut to 19. It's been 20-plus much of the last two and a half quarters. Two and a half to go. Rushi fouled out on the arc. Overplay by Fairlawn. Jets with a couple more changes coming up. Keep in mind, after a quick wrap, we'll go offline at the end of our coverage of game one. Then return online about 7 or 8 minutes before the start of game two between Jackson Center and Brantford. So we'll close out the webcast of our opener fairly quickly. And then precede the tip of game two for 6 or 7 minutes. Here's the free throw missed by Rushi. Rebounded Rosales of Fairlawn. Long pass up the floor, intended for Gruy. Deflected out of bounds off Rushi. According to Jeff Bray down in South Carolina, thank you, Jeff, very much. He's all over it. At Vendalia Butler tonight, Springfield has defeated Troy and awaits the winner. Springfield does of the Springboro-Sydney game tonight at Butler. The Rushi Raiders have the ball again. 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Rushi dribble drive into the paint. Ball thrown deep right corner to Caleb Monin. Dribble drive across the foul line. Lost it, got it back. On the arc, Rushi. Then it's thrown to Dawson Luthman in the right corner. Head fake into the paint. Pull up Jay from 12. It rattled out. Rosales on the rebound for the Jets. 1:40 to go here in the fourth. All Rushi tonight from the very start. 66-47 Raiders over the Jets. Fairlawn handling the basketball 25 feet away on the right. It is Kyle Peters, a sophomore guard. He throws it away. Rushi's got it. Quickly down the floor. Dawson Luthman drives. No good. Rebound. Fall away. Lefty. Missed. Luthman's got the board, and he's fouled for the Raiders with 1:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. 66-47 in favor of Rushi.
26. That was the biggest lead. 26.
Whatever you say is golden.
Okay, let's go with 26.
This contest has been decided ever since midway late first quarter. As the Rushi Raiders seem to have the momentum before the game even started. And Rushi with one fast break after another. Outsped Fairlawn. Leading by 20 now. One free throw good, one missed by Dawson Luthman. 67-47. 1 minute to go, fourth quarter. Fairlawn's got the ball outside the arc straight away. It is Rosales looking inside. Coming out to catch is Gruy. He's a Fairlawn Jets fan favorite, that's for sure. Spotting up and shooting is Kyle Peters. A long tray. Grazed the iron. Rebound Rushi. Up the right side. High dribble, Caleb Monin. No call. He enters the paint. On the giddy up, threw it up there, no good. Rebound, Gruy, Fairlawn. He hustles down the floor. Driving layup while challenged, missed it. Rebound, Raiders. Last half minute. Thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors. Here with 27 seconds to go. And a foul called. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. Gratitude to Wilson Health Sports Medicine and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Gratitude to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Frisch's Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like Brookins. That is for sure. Drop in, tell Carl Arnes. You heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, Rushi at the stripe. What, both free throws in or one for two, Chuck?
One for two.
Long three-pointer, Peters, right corner, Fairlawn, with 16 seconds to go, he makes it.
That's cool as heck.
68-50, Fairlawn has gotten it back down to 18 here against Rushi Reserves. Final few seconds tick off the clock, and that's it. Rushi Raiders, who split with Jackson Center in the season, beat him at Fairlawn, or I should say at Jackson Center in OT. Lost to him early in the year at Rushi. Jackson Center could be the opponent of Rushi in the lower bracket sectional championship. The Tigers, a prohibitive favorite in game two tonight against Bradford, will await the outcome. But more than likely, Rushi against Jackson Center in the lower bracket sectional championship on Saturday at 7. Upper bracket sectional championship already paired off, set to go, matched up, and Sonia, Fort Loramie, tomorrow night at 7 here on scoresbroadcast.com. And don't forget, Fort Loramie Girls District Championship, 11 a.m. on Saturday from Troy against Cedarville. Webcast time at 10:40 for the number one ranked Fort Loramie Girls. Chuck, let's wrap it up here on game one.
Okay, let's look at the scoring for Rushi. Kearns led them with 18, and Devin Monier had 12. Those are the two Clancy's players of the game for the Raiders. On the other side for Fairlawn, Skylar Piper had 20. They didn't. Nobody else had double figures. So Skylar Piper is the Clancy's player of the game for the Jets.
That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Rushi 68, Fairlawn 50 in game one. Chuck?
Well, I just was going to say, Bradford came out to warm up and they turned the ball over, dribbling the ball out through the cheerleaders. Not a good start to the game for them.
Well, we'll see how this game gets started in about 12 minutes or so when we return. 68-50, Rushi defeats Fairlawn in game one. We'll go offline for about 10 minutes or so, then return online. Quick pregame before the start of Jackson Center Bradford. Game two tonight, lower bracket sectional semifinal. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.